This is Charlie Starr from Blackberry Smoke, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I'm in a lovely garden area at the Long Road Festival, speaking to Charlie from Blackberry Smoke.
Great to be here. It is a lovely garden.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I mean, we haven't spoken for many, many years. In fact, the last time we interviewed, you hadn't been to England then, but since then you've torn us apart, filling out all the theatres.
It's been a long time. I can't even remember. 2013, 12, 13, 10 years?
A good 10 years. It was at CRS, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so everything's happened for you. It's been good for you.
I can't complain.
Yeah, what's the current single?
Dig a Hole. It just was released yesterday.
Oh, great! Well, we'll put that in the program next week.
Oh, thank you.
And the album's out?
No, the album will be coming early next year. So we just started the campaign yesterday.
Okay, good. And what's the album called?
It's called Be Right Here.
Okay, good. Yeah. Are you still living around Nashville, or are you still back in wherever?
No, I'm in Atlanta, just north of Atlanta, close enough to Nashville to not get in any trouble, but but it's beautiful there.
Yeah. Not the same as it used to be, Nashville, I'm afraid.
No, no. I guess like anywhere, it's you know, things are cyclical and lots of people.
Yeah, indeed. Have you got the same lineup of the band?
We do. We've added a couple of touring members, and from time to time we have some singers that come with us, some twin sisters from Atlanta. Cherie and Sherita Murphy, they're beautiful. They have their own band called the Black Bettys. But anyway, other than that, same lineup.
Good. You write all your own material?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The only way to do it for us.
Well, that's good. That's good. And you kept to your roots and kept that nice southern rock country feel.
Yeah, it's kind of what we do. It's never planned, you know. It's like we just know that we would be a terrible punk band.
Well, I think you've sort of replaced, and not to be horrible about it, but the Allman Brothers and the bands are no longer with us, with the original members. So it's and you fill that void.
That's a nice compliment. That's a nice compliment. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't ever really think about it that way. I don't think anybody could. If you did, you wouldn't be able to handle that pressure. But if our music puts people in that frame of mind, then that's okay with me.
You're here at the Long Road Festival, Country Music Festival. Are you coming back to tour?
We are. We were back here in, April? And we'll come back next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they love you here, don't they? They you've got a really good following.
We love them here, too. Yeah.
So what's the most successful single that you've had?
Here?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think that there's one called Waiting for the Thunder that did well, and one called One Horse Town, I think, that did well. But I'm not sure. I'm the wrong one to ask.
Well, no, it's interesting when we put the interview together.
Yeah.
We like to piece some of the older songs as well as the new.
People seem to like those. The first one that we released here is called Shaking Hands with the Holy Ghost, and when we play it, people really get excited. So I'll say that one too.
Okay, good. Charlie, it's been great talking to you.
This is Charlie Starr from Blackberry Smoke, and you're listening to Lee Williams.